From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgian authorities say the number of people killed in last week's Brussels attack has been revised down to 32, excluding the three suicide bombers. They say all of the victims from Tuesday's bombings have been identified. The United States, meanwhile, says more should be done to increase intelligence sharing in Europe. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the recent attacks in Brussels are a reminder of how important it is for the basic fundamentals of intelligence and national security procedures to be followed. Greek police patrolling the country's northern border fought Tuesday with several hundred migrants, many of them fleeing war in Syria. The migrants had been blocked from crossing into Macedonia. Thousands of others encamped near the village of Idomeni ignored government orders to move into temporary shelters. The United States is ordering military families to leave parts of Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department said they decided dependents not assigned to Chief of Mission Authority should leave Incirlik Air Base, Izmir, and Mula due to continued security concerns in the region. U.S. officials say the evacuation is not permanent. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday that the Ebola outbreak in West Africa no longer qualifies as an extraordinary event. While the disease is no longer thought to be a public health threat, officials with the WHO are still urging those countries that were affected to be vigilant. Brazil's largest political party has ended its alliance with President Dilma Rousseff's ruling Workers' Party. The move brings Ms. Rousseff one step closer to impeachment and removal from office. The Brazilian Democratic Movement Party says six cabinet ministers and about 600 federal employees who belong to the party will resign. This is VOA News. A man who hijacked an Egyptian passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus has been arrested, and Cypriot authorities say all passengers and crew are safe. Edward Uranian reports.
The final captives on board the hijacked Egypt airplane were seen exiting the aircraft on the tarmac of Larnaca Airport after a tense standoff inside the plane. Cypriot authorities insist terrorism is not the cause of the Tuesday incident. Cypriot media reported the hijacker, identified as Seyfeddin Mustafa, wanted to speak to his former wife, who lives in Cyprus. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Authorities in Pakistan have detained more than 200 suspected Islamist militants. The arrests come in a major crackdown following the deadly Easter suicide bombing in Lahore. The attack at a crowded public park targeted Christians. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. A military spokesman says intelligence agencies, along with regular and paramilitary troops, are also carrying out operations against suspected sleeper cells.
Terrorists' case sleeper cells, hideouts, unke facilitators, abettors, financiers.
These located in several cities in Punjab state. A new U.S. political survey shows Republican voters continue to favor businessman Donald Trump for the party's presidential nomination by a wide margin over his two remaining challengers. The NBC News Survey Monkey poll, released Tuesday, shows the Democratic contest between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has narrowed. The next contest in the state-by-state nominating process is April 5th in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. The campaign manager for Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has been charged with simple battery over an incident in which he is alleged to have grabbed a female news reporter. The incident occurred at a campaign event in Florida March 8th. Corey Lewandowski turned himself into police early Tuesday to face the charge. A police report says a court date has been set for May 4th. He has denied any wrongdoing. Niger opposition leader Hama Amadou was granted bail on Tuesday, 5 months after being detained on baby trafficking charges. Amadou says the charges are politically motivated. Last week, he lost a presidential runoff election to President Mahamadou Issoufou. The opposition party boycotted the election. Mr. Issoufou is set to be sworn in for another term on Saturday. For more on these and other stories, check out our website. It's voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.